We are born free, and we will die free. The time in between, though, that's complicated.
In that time, governments, institutions, and our egos will limit our ability to find true freedom in this life. These are real stories of real people overcoming the odds, persevering in justice, and unlocking their potential. Welcome to Finding Freedom. Here's your host, John Oderman.
Hey, hey, welcome into another episode of Finding Freedom right here on the Lions of Liberty Podcast Network. Great to have you here. Great to have people watching live, following along on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Rumble, wherever you're watching. Great to have you here. If you're listening to the audio only podcast version on Monday, great to have you as well. All I ask is please be sure to subscribe. As I turn my light on here that I forgot to turn on before starting recording, please subscribe. Either, you know, if you prefer video content, subscribe on YouTube or Rumble. I prefer Rumble to YouTube since YouTube has a shadow band, but whatever you like, it's all about you. And of course, whatever podcast platform, that's really how we grow this podcast, is through the audio only. So even if you're just catching a little bit of the video today, be sure to subscribe so you can catch the entire interview later at your earliest convenience. So with that out of the way, I'm excited for you guys to get to hear from my guest today. I think that the venture that he's a part of is something that is going to be incredibly impactful in the coming years. So excited to introduce him. I'll do that in a moment. Just want to remind you, if you do like this show, if you like the show we have on Wednesday with my friend and colleague, Brian McWilliams, then be sure to subscribe to the Lions of Liberty podcast, and also join our Lions of Liberty Pride, which you can do on Patreon or Locals. Either place, I can see people joining here, watching along. We're up to 25, 27 people watching live. So let's bring in today's guest. And I welcome to the show today, Peter Gilloli. Hopefully I got that right. If not, correct me, Peter. Peter is the CEO of The Wellness Company. The Wellness Company, really interesting venture. And we're going to get into the details of it, but it's led by some names you might have heard of. Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Drew Pinsky, Dr. Harvey Risch, Dr. Jim Thorpe, who I've interviewed on this show before. And they're on a mission to enable preventative health, not sick care, something that I've talked about a lot on this show. Peter, welcome to Finding Freedom.
Thanks for having me, John. I'm excited to talk.
Yeah, excited to talk to you too. And, you know, I think before we get into talking about, you know, really the genesis of the Wellness Company and how really you personally got interested in a different kind of wellness care, preventative wellness care rather than sick care. It's probably better for the audience to learn about you, some of your past, things that drive you, what you're passionate about, if you can start with that.
Yeah, thanks. So it's been an interesting journey that's brought me to the Wellness Company. I never, in my wildest dreams, you know, told me 10 years ago, John, I'd be doing this today. I wouldn't have believed you. It was a very roundabout route to get me to this place, but I couldn't be happier. I've always been interested in health and wellness and fitness and betterment, but I never really thought about that from a career standpoint. So I have degrees in both business and chemical engineering, of all things. Oh, wow. And I was working for GE Plastics and then subsequently SABIC, which was a large plastics company. So if you heard like the Lexan brand of like clear plastic, that was us. I specialized in the medical devices side, helping to design medical devices out of plastics for, you know, the big medical device manufacturers. So that was about as close as I was to healthcare. And then I got, when I was getting my master's, into tech licensing. So I met some really interesting people who were trying to take IP from universities and commercialize it into full-blown companies. And that really got my entrepreneurship bug going. We started a company. The company was able to raise $60 million in venture-backed money, you know, kind of classic tech startup. It was a lot of fun, learn a lot. And really that was, for me, a real pivotal like lesson, because I learned that, like, you know, there's this illusion of safety that so many people have working for these big corporations, John. And that's exactly what it is. It's an illusion, right? You can get laid off at the drop of a hat, right? For any reason or no reason. And I really think that as we kind of move forward here, it's going to take people kind of waking up and saying, like, I got to learn how to support myself. And I got to create my own destiny and write my own narrative. Mm-hmm. And that's been a real driving force in my life to kind of take control and you know, make an impact directly rather than sitting at a cubicle all day. So I'll pause there because I'm sure you have questions, and then I can tell you how the wellness company kind of came about.
Yeah, no. And what you just talked about there with, you know, taking control of your life and, you know, not sitting in a cubicle all day, but, you know, doing things and taking actions in a way where really you can affect change in the world that you, how you want to change it, but also control your resources. I mean, that's something that I talk about a lot on this show. It's called Finding Freedom for a Reason. We do talk some politics here from time to time, but the way that I'd like to gear this show and my vision for this show is really helping people in the audience here to find ways to expand freedom in their own life. You know, I think our political machine is a little bit broken, so let's find ways to work around that and find freedom that way. I just want to note for people watching live, the YouTube section is getting spammed by somebody dropping all kinds of ridiculous comments. So if you're watching on YouTube, you're watching on Twitter, drop a comment to drown out whoever is spamming the comment section. But to come back with another question. So you were talking about your background there, and a big turning point for me personally was COVID. I think a lot of people, COVID happened. It was kind of a wake up call for a lot of people that things that we talked about in theory that, you know, maybe the government would do to lock down or Big Pharma would use as a vehicle to push, you know, different shots or whatnot, that came to reality. And it surprised me in the way that it played out. But in hindsight, looking back on it, I honestly shouldn't have been surprised, because I think this has been building for a long time. But I'm just curious to get your perspective on COVID, sort of how it affected you, and did it change the way that you think about wellness?
Yeah, it certainly did. You know, I think going into COVID, kind of my COVID story, it seems like everybody has one. So my wife is an RN, and she was working in a med-surg floor in a hospital. And, you know, she saw the beds that she was responsible for, John, go from 4 to 6 to 8, which kind of, you know, is a pretty honestly dangerous situation for patients. And then, of course, the mask mandates, the telling patients not to come in until they needed to be put on a ventilator, and finally the shots. And that was kind of the final straw for her, where she said, you know, look, I know I've studied for years and worked my butt off to become a nurse, but I'm not into this kind of forcing people to get shots and not allowing true medical care to happen. I mean, really, John, you know, the thing that is sacred, the thing that we always need to keep on a pedestal, is that patient-doctor relationship. That's really key. And that has become so warped and demonized over the past few years by the government, by the insurance companies, by Big Pharma, to extract more profits from the medical system. And that's why America's medical system, frankly, is so much more expensive than many other countries. It's not because we're necessarily that much further ahead in terms of medical care. It's because we have burdened our medical system with all of these regulatory barriers, all of these taxes, all of these additional bureaucrats that have to get their hand in the pot mm-hmm. along the way, to kind of turn patient care into just managing an economic unit and taking patients that come in and templatizing a standard of treatment that has a price tag and a cost and side effects, and sending them on their way so you can get on to the next one. And that kind of experience, my wife's experience, really opened my eyes. And I said, gosh, like, I want to be a part of doing something about this, right? Because, you know, I don't want to ever be in the position where, you know, I or someone I love gets sick and has to rely on a system like this. I want to try to figure out, okay, how can we kind of emancipate ourselves from this system of sort of disease care and move to a new state? And that's really what we tried to do with the wellness company.
Yeah, I think it is a welcome change and a welcome option to look at care in a different way. You know, my kind of personal experience with what happened during COVID, and maybe this is, you know, and I'm not a doctor, so don't take healthcare advice from me. But I haven't been to a doctor since the whole COVID thing happened. I didn't want to go in and wear a mask. I do, you know, take my health very seriously. Exercise, workout, take supplements, all of that stuff. I'm actually in the middle right now of a 3-day nutritionally supported fast. So it's something that I'm always thinking about, but at the same time, for example, like if I have like a problem with my back, if my back's tightening up, I go to a doctor. What is a medical doctor going to tell me about my back? They might try, I mean, if they were really looking at it the right way, they might, you know, tell me some stretches I can do, or, you know, tell me some ways that I can loosen it up, or, you know, maybe work on my posture, things like that, or some exercises. But unfortunately, in today's market, you go to the doctor for some pain and they're going to try to push some pills on you. So I say all that leading into the wellness company. And really, if you can talk about just at a high level, then we could dig into the details, but like the mission for the wellness company and how you kind of see this doctor-patient relationship differently.
Yeah. So we founded the wellness company initially as a safe harbor, John, for all these doctors that kind of courageously stood up for scientific truth and justice during COVID. And ultimately, you know, many paid the price. I mean, I think every one of our doctors was penalized in some way for violating some arbitrary rule that, you know, frankly, isn't written down anywhere. I mean, look at Dr. McCulley. He was deboarded. You know, Drew was kicked off of his YouTube. You know, James Thorpe was fired, right? So all these things, I mean, they happen to many, many physicians out there for just doing what's right. So we wanted to become a safe harbor for those types of medical professionals. So we established the wellness company as kind of a two-part business. So number one, it's a telemedicine company. So we offer telemedicine services to all 50 states. It's very important to understand we are cash only. And I can talk about the decision to do that in a minute, but it plays right into everything that you're all about, John, about freedom. And that's why we don't accept insurance. And then secondly, we focus on supplements. So our doctors are very, very big on preventative care, health and wellness as a way to stay out of the hospital. And a big part of that is nutritional supplementation, because our diets in the US today are just so, so poor. So there's always deficiencies that can be corrected. And there's a lot of natural medicines that are out there that you can buy in the supplement shelves that are actually much more effective and safe than what the pharmaceutical companies would like you to be prescribed. So everyone should be looking into that seriously as a way to maintain their health.
100% agree with you. And so when you look at the structure of the wellness company, you have supplements, there's medical kits, right? And then there's the virtual care section where you can actually see a doctor, the telemedicine.
Yep.
How does it work? You know, if somebody is interested in looking at it, there's a membership that they can get, right? Do they have to get a membership, or how do they access it?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we do offer memberships. Memberships are not required. The benefits of being a member is just you get 15% off everything we do site-wide, and we give you exclusive sales. We have private fireside chats with our doctors. We do a lot of kind of extra above and beyond education and things for our members. But anybody can purchase from the wellness company. You don't need to be a member. And the doctors themselves are accessible to anyone in the public, anyone in the 50 states. So you can go in and you can book a consultation for a variety of acute care conditions with a doctor. You also can, book, things like, coaching for supplements. We have our doctors trained on vaccine injuries and how to help you cope and recover from those events, which we've been seeing a ton of in the news lately. And the medical kits, to your point, John, those are all prescription products, which is very important because, there's a lot of, people out there selling snake oil, or they're selling, ivermectin for pets or something, and trying to, put it in the hands of humans. You can get ivermectin, perfectly legally, perfectly over the table. We'll write scripts for it. We do it every single day. And we want people to be empowered. And that's really what we're about, the wellness company. We're about empowering people to take control of their health and giving them the tools to do so through education, helping them with lifestyle changes, and giving them the products and services that they need to make the best decisions.
100%. And now we have someone spamming our Rumble channel with some ridiculous stuff. I don't know how we attracted this this lunatic today, but it's good. It's good for the algorithm. We have 157 people watching live now across all platforms. So that's fantastic. I did want to come back. You mentioned the cash only option and the reasoning behind that, and kind of two questions here. So if you could expand on that, why cash only? And also, could there eventually be a crypto option, a Bitcoin option?
Yeah, so it's a good question. So I think what people have to understand about insurance is that insurance only covers things that are coded, right? That's how they do it. Insurance codes. You've heard of that, mm-hmm. I'm sure, at the hospital, John. So when you are sick, you have to have a disease that fits a billing code in the hospital, right? That's just how it works. Almost everything has a code, unless it's something like, you know, maybe a vax injury, which doesn't have a code. But it requires certain billing rates, and it requires you to treat patients in a very templatized way. And that's not how medicine should be practiced. So back to my original point about putting that patient-doctor relationship front and center, mm-hmm. that's what's most important for us, right? So if we were to then accept, you know, insurance, we would have to do effectively what the insurance companies say in terms of treatment, right? And there's no other option there. So we look at it from a cash pay option. We're very affordable. It's less than a copay for most people. And it allows people to really explore the whole range of what medical care could be through a telemedicine platform. And that's really what's important to us.
That makes sense. So when you talk about creating this other option, and I've heard it referred to as a parallel option, a parallel economy. And I'm just curious to get your sort of vision for what this could become as a parallel option to the current broken medical model that we have in the U.S.
Yeah, it's a long-range vision. So in first, you also said, you know, offering Bitcoin. We want to eventually be able to accept, you know, multiple currencies. As well as crypto. You know, there's some hurdles to get there, but I think that's important. You know, it's even been interesting, you know, as a telemedicine company, you know, you are viewed from the banks as a more risky business, and it's harder to get banking services. It's not as hard as maybe like some of the early, you know, cannabis companies that emerged in Colorado and had, you know, to basically go cash only. But, you know, there is preferable businesses from a banking standpoint that, you know, they can control how you operate and how much reserves you have to carry in the accounts and things like that. So, you know, for us, our experience and kind of why the parallel economy is so important is because there are a wide range, John, of services that, you know, all Americans use every single day, and they don't realize where their dollars are going, right? And ultimately, that's a big problem, because you have these mega corporations that control wide swaths of the economy, and, you know, effectively, they're also controlling who gets elected and what policies are, mm-hmm. you know, being put in place, right? So, you know, I always tell, you know, people, you got to vote with your dollar, right? So you can either go buy, you know, a cup at Starbucks from, you know, somebody with blue hair who might not like you, or you can go find, you know, a local coffee roaster who, you know, shares your values, has a family, and is trying to cut their way. So I really encourage everybody to kind of look around and look at everything that they're patronizing in their communities and say, how can we support ourselves locally, become more independent, less reliant on these big corporations, these big government entities? And the wellness company really wants to be kind of the healthcare solution in that equation, right? So our goal long-term is to be operating kind of in-person physical sites where you can see a doctor, you can access both traditional allopathic and naturopathic healing modalities, things like, you know, hyperbaric chambers and all these other things that, like, the, you know, the mainstream medicine doesn't really promote because it's maybe not the most profitable, but really is the best thing for patients to help heal. And that's really what we want to be.
Yeah. I mean, it's so interesting. When you look at, as I was talking about earlier, with, like, you know, a back injury or whatever, you know, say someone pulls their hamstring. And to not have, to not have easy options to use like a hyperbaric chamber. I mean, to be able to access a hyperbaric chamber, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure if I searched in my local area for a hyperbaric chamber, I don't know if there are any to be able to get access to. And, you know, anything, any way to expand the use to these alternative ways of healing, alternative ways of preventative health, I think are very, very important, because from a free market standpoint, from a competition standpoint, what works the best, what helps people, is what is going to win in the end. And, you know, with starting a parallel model, going up against our cartelized model, which is what the modern insurance industry is with health insurance. It's not really insurance at all. It's a cartel, which drives prices up, which is what you talked about earlier. But to have those two options, I think it's going to be awesome to watch it play out. I'm curious, though, if you're a little bit concerned about, what maybe politicians might try to do to interfere with or pharmaceutical companies might try to do to interfere with the creation of this parallel model.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be headwinds that we face, John. I mean, whether it's trolls in the comments or the big government somewhere. I mean, there's always going to be people that, for one reason or another, just don't want freedom and don't want this to exist. And, I mean, you've seen it too, as someone who's operating, effectively an independent media platform. You have to sometimes pick your battles. What platform are you going to be hosted on? Right. I mean, censorship is rampant, and we see it all the time with, things like Google and Facebook. I mean, there's certain topics that if we talk about, they will, either shadow ban our accounts or outright ban us. I mean, that's just the world we live in. So, I think the pharmaceutical companies specifically, they've taken steps in the past to really start clamping down on nutraceuticals. So if they declare a nutraceutical ingredient a drug, they can pull it off the market to do research on it and commercialize it again as a pharmaceutical product. So a great example of this is NAD, which is it's a popular supplement a couple of years ago. Pharmaceutical industry took interest. The FDA has essentially been pulling NAD from the shelves everywhere so that, their trials can occur. So there are ways that they can remove, supplements from the shelves quite easily with the flick of a wand. Fortunately, in the United States, it's not as restricted as other parts of the world. For instance, Canada, where our founder's from. I mean, it is shockingly difficult to get your product registered to sell in Canadian stores. You have to go through this whole process with Health Canada. It's very opaque. There's a ton of forms that need to be filled out. They have these very arbitrary and different standards when it comes to what can go in supplements. For instance, vitamin D. Everyone takes vitamin D, John. It's one of the most common supplements in the world. Canada has a very low limit on the daily amount of vitamin D that one can take. And it's actually much lower than what's in most American supplements. So if you want to sell a supplement with vitamin D in Canada, you need to reformulate it to a different product altogether in order to fit under that daily recommended value dose for Canada. So there's definitely headwinds. And I think, the nutraceutical industry, the alternative medicine industry, is always going to be coming under fire because it is, not working in the pockets of the government like the pharmaceutical complex is. But, fortunately, John, knock on wood, a lot of people have really woken up after COVID. I mean, you said it yourself, you haven't seen your doctor since COVID. And I think you're one of countless Americans that after that whole debacle looks at the healthcare system now and says, I need to be taking my health more seriously. And I don't necessarily trust that doctor who, I was maybe seeing for the last 20 years for my once a year free physical, which, you really paid, thousands of dollars in insurance premiums for, and gave you bad advice. Right. So I think a lot of Americans are looking for alternatives.
Yeah. I think a lot of Americans are looking for alternatives, and a lot of Americans are waking up to the influence that big pharma has over communications, has over network television. I mean, a guest I had on a few weeks ago, actually, it was on last week again, Anthony Samaroff. He wrote a book about big pharma, exposing the myth of big pharma. And one thing he talked about, which I never had really thought about it this way before, but when you're watching TV, you're watching a football game or a basketball game, whatever, and you notice that every other commercial is for some pharmaceutical. And you think to yourself, who was going out and like right during the game, like calling their doctor and saying, I need this for, you know, pharmaceutical for, you know, for whatever. Well, the answer is nobody is, because that's not how it works. And they're not actually trying to get people to call their doctors and sell pharmaceuticals. They are buying influence, literally, over the people who work at that network, so they won't say anything bad about their pharmaceuticals. So it's crazy when you start to think about it that way and see how you are directly being programmed by these companies. But luckily, like you said, people are waking up to it. And I'm pretty sure I have this right, but the wellness company did come to an agreement, some sort of commercial agreement with Rumble recently. Is that right?
Yeah, we did. And I'll get on that in a second, because I think it's a really important thing that you touched on, John.
Yeah.
There are two countries in the entire world that allow pharmaceuticals to be marketed on television. The United States and New Zealand, right? Only two. And I think that kind of just goes to show the point you were just making, is that, you know, the pharmaceutical industry really is trying to exert a ton of influence. And if you look at their commercials, I mean, most of the times I you know, can't make it through without cringing, but definitely at the end there, when they give you the, you know, the 30 seconds of side effects and how the you know, antidepressant they're marketing is, you know, put you at risk of suicide as a side effect, right? Which is just crazy. But that's their model. I mean, they want to get you on these pharmaceuticals, and then, you know, 10 years, the side effects will become so high that you'll need to then get on another pharmaceutical to deal with those side effects, right? And it's a you know, subscription model effectively for the pharmaceutical industry. Now, mm-hmm. I don't think, John, that that companies should not be allowed to advertise. And in fact, I think in some ways, from a free market standpoint, I think any business should be allowed to advertise on TV within, you know, reasonable limits. And, you know, the wellness company as well, we do a lot of marketing with conservative audiences, because we feel very strongly that those are people that we align with ideologically. Rumble has been an amazing partner to work with. I mean, after everything that happened over the last 10 years and so many content creators were deplatformed and demonetized, it's just amazing that Rumble has been there to support them and to give them the freedom to do their work. I mean, and Rumble really, really believes in freedom. They don't censor anybody, right? I mean, that's their thing. They're an amazing platform that's doing amazing things. And we've had just a tremendous time working with a team at Rumble to help support them, and they support us. So yeah, we signed a large annual advertising deal with Rumble to connect with creators on their platform. It's been great to work with them. We're one of, you know, several sponsors right now that have deals like the magnitude that we did. And it's been just really, really fun to kind of get involved and learn about all these voices that are out there trying to make us change in the world.
So when it comes, because obviously this is, you're disrupting a space right now, which is awesome. That's how change happens. But often when that happens, there's pushback, but there's also support. There's people who might come out of nowhere, you know, supporting you or, you know, giving you positive feedback. And I'm curious, have you received, you know, some support from either a business or, you know, I don't know if you want to name an individual or, you know, sort of area that was unexpected?
Well, I think the biggest thing that was unexpected to me, John, was this piece of feedback that we've gotten countless number of times, and we've got since day one. We've gotten feedback from many, many people who have said to us, thank you. It's amazing to talk to a doctor who doesn't tell me I'm crazy. And I think that one piece of feedback is so encouraging and heartbreaking at the same time. Encouraging because like we're making a difference. Heartbreaking because like people are so broken and hurt by the medical system that, you know, they're losing faith of who to turn to and trust. And to your point, John, you know, the feedback has been phenomenal, right? And, you know, we've had, you know, thousands and thousands of great reviews on our website. But at the same time, you know, to your point, we've been under fire by people on, you know, both sides who, you know, are, you know, resentful or envious or, you know, just otherwise, you know, don't like how outspoken we are about certain issues. And that's what I come to kind of expect at this point. You know, it's sad, but here we are. I mean, we're a company that, you know, we employ veterans, we're conservative, we're very strong in our Judeo-Christian beliefs, and we're very unapologetic for who we are and the mission we're trying to achieve. And mm-hmm. that's really what I'm most proud of. I mean, you know, we had our Better Business Bureau page spammed before. Like, it's all it's all a game, but we're into, and it's a fight, and we're not going anywhere. And I'm just so proud of the team, because we work crazy hours sometimes to keep things moving ahead. And the team really believes in what we're doing.
Yeah. And it's really important work. And just even mentioning what I'm going to say next, probably we'll get this thing at least demonetized on YouTube, but it's probably what happened anyway. So I don't really care. So just talking about the vaccine, obviously there were a lot of people who've been injured by the COVID vaccine. And I do like how, the wellness company is, actively trying to help people who are dealing with that. Cause there are a large amount of people who, it was pushed pretty hard back in 2021. I remember how hard it was pushed, from, my inner circle of where I was working back then. And, I did not give into it, but a lot of people did. And a lot of people regret having gotten even one or two doses of it. So I think it's awesome that there is a, listed on your website for virtual care, people who are looking for, healing from vaccine injury. So I just think that's really cool.
Yeah. And that's been important to us since the start. As you said, I think there was a lot of people who were either coerced or tricked into taking these shots, sadly, and that's just the state of the world. And I don't think we'll ever know the full repercussions of this event for another kind of 5 to 10 years, at least that Dr. McCullough has been doing a lot of studies on that. And I mean, if you look at the FDA's own protocol for gene therapy products, they require a 5 to 10 year study of the long-term effects, right? Which obviously you don't get done when you're moving at warp speed. So, for me, John, the treating vaccine injuries is something that we try very hard to do. We've developed our own protocols that we have available to our telemedicine doctors. And look, vaccine injuries are tricky things. They manifest themselves in a very, very wide spectrum of symptoms that can vary from individual to individual. Yes, there's common ones like the brain fog and the lethargy and, long-term loss of taste and smell. But, there's many other conditions that can be triggered through these events. So we have protocols that essentially walk doctors through all these different modes that you can use to treat it, both from a lifestyle perspective, and it can include simple changes like starting a fasting regime, which you mentioned. It really helps people that have had vaccine injured. Supplementation. So Dr. Peter McCullough has done a ton of research on how to detoxify from the spike protein, which is concentrated at billions of times more powerful in the shots than in COVID virus, which is causing a lot of these symptoms. And we offer supplements for that we've helped design to facilitate that process. And through pharmaceuticals, there are things like the certain drug. I mean, I don't know if I can say it on YouTube because the FDA has banned it, but I think everyone knows which drugs have been most effective at treating COVID on the market, and it's not Paxlovid. And those things can also help, and we're able to prescribe that to patients after the doctors meet with them.
Yeah, and that's I'll just reinforce again. I know there's people out there that desperately need and want help with that. So I would encourage people to check out the wellness company for everything, but especially if that is something that you're looking for, to go check out the website, which we might as well just say where they can find it now, and then we'll do it again at the end. So if you want to give a plug for the website and everything.
I appreciate it. It's simply twc.health, not .com, twc.health. That'll have everything you need. And if people are kind of interested in seeing what we're all about, I mean, the front page has a lot of information about the company and some of the most popular products. People are really loving our emergency preparedness kits. So we offer medical emergency kits because we're big again, John, on independence and not relying on the system. And the number one way that you can stay out of the hospital when you get sick, John, is early intervention. So that the first sign of symptoms, being able to step in and start treating it rather than, waiting around for a week, hoping you get better. And then you just kind of keep getting worse and worse and worse progressively until you need to go to the hospital. So medical emergency kits offer, they're prescription only. They all have, anywhere between 3 and 8 prescribed medications in there. Things like antibiotics, antivirals, antifungals. So, things like amoxicillin, Z-Pak, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, they're all available in these kits. They all have different scenarios. We have a travel one. We have a a medical emergency kit. We have an airborne contagion kit. So we've designed these things with full guidebooks so that people can quickly pick them up and reference certain sicknesses and figure out what drugs they should be taking in order to intervene at the first sign of illness. So people have found these very popular. You know, we really believe that, you know, along with food and ammo and gold, everyone should have meds too. I mean, it's just kind of common sense to be prepared for emergency and crisis situations.
That's a really good point. Because if we have a situation where, you know, the power grid goes down and we can't communicate like this, and you can't, you know, call in and do a telemedicine visit with a doctor, pretty important to have that, you know, that emergency kit on hand to treat yourself. So you said that there's what kind of, and we don't have to go into detail, but what kind of guidance does it come with?
Yeah. So it comes with a full guidebook. So depending on the kit, it's anywhere from 30 to 50 pages. And it essentially is a glossary where you can look up all the different medical conditions that can be treated by the medications in the kit. Mm-hmm. So like the medical emergency kit, the blue kit is our most popular seller. It treats over 30 different conditions. So you can quickly look up everything from the, you know, benign, you know, tick bite all the way up to, you know, things like anthrax. There's treatable medications in there that you can use. And it's like a quick guidebook. You look up what you have. It directs you to the page with the right medication, and it gives you dosaging guidance and instructions. It's really useful.
Yeah. And, you know, people might hear that and they say, well, how can you, you know, be your own doctor and self-prescribe? Well, a lot of these medications are extremely safe. Like the one that you were referencing earlier, which I won't say the name either, but I took it when I got COVID and it helped. Yeah, it's incredibly safe. And these medicines have been used for a very long time. So yeah, just wanted to throw that out there. But do you want to expand on that?
Yeah. So, you know, we prescribe them prophylactically. So when you buy a kit, afterwards, you fill out a medical intake form, kind of like mm-hmm. you would do at your doctor's office. And a doctor will review it and prescribe a kit. It is a prescription product. It's not something like on Amazon where it's just a one-click buy. You need to get it prescribed by one of our telemedicine doctors, and then it'll be shipped to you with your name on every bottle. We don't prescribe in any dosages that are unsafe, and to your point. And the guidebook is meant there to be a guide, right? And the medical emergency kit is meant to hold you over for these crisis situations, right? So even, you know, a couple of weeks ago, John, I mean, everyone remembers the solar flare, which really turned out to be a cyber attack, which took down the pharmacies across the United mm-hmm. States for over a week in some cases, right? I mean, those are scary situations that you can't predict. And I mean, God forbid you needed to get your medication that week mm-hmm. from one of those pharmacies, and then you got only one option in your town. I mean, you're up the river. So it's really situations like that where these kits can really come in handy and hopefully save some lives. And we've already had some great testimonials of people who, you know, have gotten it, unzipped the kit, found what they needed, and they were back up on their feet in no time. And you can always call one of our doctors for additional guidance if you're not feeling well and you need to use one of the medications in your kit.
Yeah. So with the wellness company, when you look out 5-10 years from now, you're the CEO, so you're probably charting a path forward, I'm sure, looking at all the risks and opportunities that lay ahead. What sort of vision do you see? I mean, what sort of path are you charting?
Yeah, well, I really want the wellness company to always sit at the intersection of traditional allopathic and naturopathic care. That's really important to us. And you know, it's really easy to bash big pharma. I know we do it all the time, but mm-hmm. truth be told, there are a lot of pharmaceuticals that are very safe and very useful, right? Yeah. I mean, like the one we've been referencing under our breath here, right? So, you know, I think when you only look at the world through that allopathic lens, John, and you only see pharmaceuticals as the tool that's available, that's all you're ever going to do. You're just going to get prescribed. But we want to expand that so that you have all these different modalities of healing that we can offer, both virtually and in physical clinics around the United States, to receive a wide variety of care. If you want to talk to a functional medicine doctor, I want to be able to make that connection for you. I mean, healthcare is an extremely personal journey, and health looks very different from one person to the next. And it's really important that people have all the different tools out there so they can develop a relationship with medical providers who actually share their values and they trust and really want them to be healthy, right? They don't, they don't want someone who's just going to reach to a binder, pull out a, you know, blanket treatment plan, put you on a script and send you on your way. They want to be heard and they want to be informed and they want to make the best decision in parallel with their medical provider. And that's really the relationship that we want to help facilitate.
And that's the key change. I mean, not to call out doctors or say that all doctors are this way, because there certainly are plenty of really good doctors. And just like there's plenty of really good doctors in this network here with the wellness company. But the problem is many doctors today, I think, just look at treating the symptoms. And, you know, maybe they aren't even doing this consciously, but it seems like their conscious goal is just, okay, let's address that symptom and get you out the door, because that is what the medical system we have today, that's the only thing that it really allows for. It doesn't allow for, you know, long meetings where you get to know the patient, get to know what is driving the root causes of their health concerns. So I don't know where I'm going with this, but
no, you know, you're
great to have, great to have the competition there. Another model.
Yeah. You're 100% right. And you know, it really is sad, especially when you look at the state of even medical education. You know, doctors they're not taught anything about naturopathic solutions. They're not even really taught how to deprescribe patients, right? And think about it, right? Like actually from a risk standpoint, it's riskier for a doctor to take you off medications than it is to put you on medications. Because if they take you off medications and something goes wrong and you sue, I mean, what are they going to say? They're going to say, oh, I pulled this patient off their meds. Like the medical board's going to say, what, are you crazy? Right? Like,
you would think it would be almost, because if you're adding another medication on top of one, you're saying it's actually more risky just to take a patient off of medication than to add another medication on top of one they're already taking?
Yeah, the whole medical system is incentivized to put more medications on the patients, not less, right? That's how they make money. That's every one of these insurance codes and these treatment plans, they all lead to a prescription outcome. Oftentimes, you know, independent of the patient's own unique situation, right? To your point about having doctors that are going to talk to you about lifestyle changes and give you the whole spectrum of options, and including talking to you about things like risk, right? Which is another thing that we talk about a lot at the wellness company. I mean, people always say like, oh, look, you know, I'm, you know, this drug's going to, you know, like example, we were talking to a doctor the other day who had a patient who, you know, had just completed chemo and was kind of had cancer in remission, and they had the option to take some additional drugs, and the doctor was asked, well, you know, how much will this drug, you know, reduce how much will this drug improve my likelihood of survival? And it was like, oh, it's a 30% increase in 5-year survivability rate. But guess what, John? That patient already had a 97% chance of being alive in 5 years. So a 30% increase is a 1% improvement overall in their survival. And guess what? That drug has a ton of terrible side effects. So it's like, okay, you really need to look at the whole picture and have these informed conversations with patients, because you can bend and twist statistics to tell whatever story you want. And that's not necessarily going to be what's best for the person on hand.
I mean, that really is what managing, you know, one's own health is all about. It's all a risk management decision. I mean, it's all a series of risk management decisions, deciding how best to mitigate, how best to, you know, respond to issues that have, you know, sprung up in your life. So that is vitally important. I'm curious. So with the virtual model of the wellness company, do you think it'll always be a virtual model? Do you think eventually maybe someday this will expand where the wellness company could get to a size where there could be, you know, locations where you could visit in person?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're piloting probably our first location this year. We're really excited about. So there'll be more news to come about that. And when we do the ribbon cutting, I'll have to come back and report to you on the experience. Awesome. I do think, like, looking forward, you know, COVID really open the box on telemedicine. A lot of the kind of old, more archaic laws around telemedicine were lifted in order to be able to treat people virtually. And I think that a lot of companies out there, including insurance companies, have even seen the benefits of being able to leverage telemedicine. And so I think the future is going to be a much more hybrid model across the healthcare landscape when it comes to medicine. I think there's going to be much more of this remote conversation that can happen because you actually can diagnose and treat a lot through telemedicine, and no one likes going and sit in the doctor's office anyway. So, you know, I think having these exchanges and these interactions is really important, John. And when you see, you know, every company across the world is getting into, including Amazon, which is maybe a little scary. But
yeah,
you know,
it's
happening. What does worry me will be also though, the use of AI in medicine, John. I think that's one risk that I do see that telemedicine really brings and introduces. And medicine itself has been already started to really rely on AI for a lot of diagnosing. I mean, radiology specifically is one area in medicine that, radiology staff departments and hospitals have been just gutted because you can just take the scans, ship them overseas or ship them to an AI, have the AI produce a predicted diagnosis, have the one radiologist show up at 8 a.m. and say yes or no. So it's going in that direction, but I do think, you know, there needs to be some level of caution about how much of the patient doctor relationship we're outsourcing to a computer.
Yeah, well, there's, speaking of risk, there's some risk there. If you're just giving a list of your symptoms into a computer and then it's spitting out, well, based on our algorithm, this is what you have, that's not where we want to go, but, Peter, before I let you go, we're almost out of time, but we've talked about a lot of different stuff, sort of an open-ended question. Is there anything that you wished I asked you about that you didn't get to talk about? Or if we talked about everything, is there anything that you just want to double down on and reinforce from the conversation?
So I think one of my takeaway messages is, it's 2024. It's an election year. The last couple election years have been messy. We all know what's been happening. Mm-hmm. So first of all, get out and vote, right? Vote in November when it comes around. It's super important that our voices are heard. And really also vote with your dollar. Back to what I said at the beginning, you know, support companies and businesses that actually have your best interest in mind, you know, support shows like yours, John, that are actually bringing people the kind of unfiltered truth when it comes to the world, because that's really where a lot of the journalism is happening today. It's not happening in big newspapers or on the nightly news anymore. So I really hope Americans kind of continue to wake up and really start looking for alternative sources of health, of news, of banking, of whatever, right? Whatever is in your life, like go find things that are going to be durable and resilient because, you know, who knows what's going to happen with, you know, the election and the WEF and all that other nonsense. But what you do know and you can control is yourself and your family. So stay safe and really, really support each other and your neighbors.
Yeah. Great message. And I think a lot of the world is ready for that, for a different direction, for, you know, voting with their dollars and for alternative models like this. So now I'm really excited to watch the wellness company and see what happens in the future here. It's going to be cool to watch it all unfold. So Peter, before I let you go, could you let everyone know, once again, the website again for the wellness company. And then if there's any, you know, personal things or anything else that you want to plug, go for it now.
Yeah, sure. So check us out at twc.health. That's twc.health, not .com, .health. You'll find out way more about what we have to offer in terms of supplements and telemedicine. Sign up for our newsletter. We oftentimes have special messages from the doctors and breaking news about the things that they're studying and working on. We have a ton of subscribers and they really seem to get a lot of value out of that. So thank you. I really appreciated the opportunity to be here, John.
All right, Peter. Thanks for coming on the show. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks.
All right. Well, that is a wrap. My interview today with Peter Galoli. We had a lot of people watching today live. 270 is the count I'm seeing right now. Honestly, Brian and I have been talking. We're trying to figure out where they're watching. It's not really YouTube or Rumble. We think it's coming from Twitter. And Twitter's like an interesting thing where you can kind of watch while you're scrolling. So I don't know if people are staying on it. So if you did watch for a little bit and you're not going to watch the whole thing, please be sure to subscribe to the podcast feed. Finding Freedom is where you just get my show. to get my show along with Brian's show, Mean Age Daydream. Subscribe to the Lions of Liberty Network and you'll get both. So that's about all I got for today, guys. This was a really insightful show. And, you know, I think, you know, once we look back on this time period years from now, when we look back on COVID, we look back at the mess that we went through, we're going to see things like the wellness company that grew out of COVID. And we'll say, you know, wow, that was pretty bad what happened there with COVID. But look how the market reacted. Look how people made decisions like Peter and Dr. Jim Thorpe and Peter McCullough and Drew Pinsky. Look how these people came together to create a model, to create something, to compete with what is so broken. So good things can come from something as terrible as the entire COVID situation. So keep that in mind. Keep your head up. I'll talk to you all next week. Always remember to keep your head up and the fires of liberty burning.